from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Get the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
Baby bet, ayy, couple X, ayy, couple Grammys on you, couple plaques, ayy, that's a fact, ayy, throw it back, ayy, throw it back, ayy, and this one is for the champion, ain't lost since I began, yo, funny how you said it was a yeah, yo, then I went did it again, yo, I told you long ago, on the road, I got what they want. Get your soul, just tell them ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul, just tell them that the break is over.
Need a couple number ones. Need a pack on every song. Need me like one with Nicki now. Tell a rap nigga I'll see ya, huh. I'm a pop nigga like Bieber, huh. I don't fuck bitches, I'm queer, huh. But these nigga bitch let me deal, yeah. Ayy, oh, let do it. I ain't fall off, I just ain't release my new shit. I blew up and everybody tryna sue me. You call me Nas, but the hood call me Doobie.
And this one is for the champion.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to the Seed Plan Do Show. Man, I'm not even gonna lie, it's a little different. If you've been with me for a minute, you know how I usually start, but having the intro of it is different. But guess what? For my audio people, I'm gonna just give it to you right now. What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy party! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? Okay, that feels better. What's up? So again, welcome to the Seed Plan Do Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, motivational speaker, et cetera, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out in the streets, when you see me at your community festival, when you see me at your local landmarks, hey, please don't forget the Junior shout out to Pops. And we have yet another Power Pack podcast here, season 4. Episode 14, entitled The One to Watch, where we have the wonderful, amazing Tiffany Jones, who is the 45th District, Baltimore City, Democratic State Central Committee candidate. So that's what she's doing. And we're going to be talking politics. We'll be talking amazing things about her and what's going on with her and things that we can get from her. So we're going to learn about those things. Right? Because, you know, here on the C-Plan Do Show, I got plenty of political connects, okay? I don't pay any parking tickets, okay? I don't have a water bill, all right? Well, I'm going to have to ask Tiffany. She can give me my water bill taken care of. Even if I have to move to her district, I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to ask her. Forget this. I'm going to have to ask her straight up, all right? But I'm so honored to have her on the show. And so, let's talk about what we're going to be going over today. Hey, you know, when I have a guest on, hey, I'm minimizing this stuff for you. I'm making it streamlined, all right, for you, because you got stuff to do. You got laundry to wash and fold, and I know you got that laundry on your bed. Please take care of it today, all right? So without further ado, can we get to my shout-outs? Absolutely, Gary. So shout-out my day one, A1 listeners, mi corazón, mi familia. Been through it. They already know about all the segments of the show. All right. My day one, A1 listeners, what's up? People who are watching this for the first time, hey, guys, come on in. We have low-carb snacks in the back. Sit down, relax, put your feet up. Enjoy the ride, okay? People that are listening to this on your favorite streaming platform and people that are watching this, getting all this, drinking this all in 1080p or 720 or even 480. I don't even judge. Whatever you could do, you're seeing me, I'm seeing you. So guess what? Shout out to you as well as my people that are in the U.S. as well as always international love. I see the numbers, Germany, Brazil, South America, all these different places, man. I didn't even know. Okay. let me get my passport renewed because I need to see you guys. All right. I'm going to do a tour and make sure I'm down there with you guys. All right. But shout out to you, you, and especially you. If you are checking out the show, you literally could have been anywhere in the world. You could have listened to anything, but you're listening to me right now. And I appreciate that. And I promise not to let you down as far as the content that we bring here all the time on the C Plan Do Show. All right. So can we get to our C Plan Do moment of the week? And our moment of the week is sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after our brief commercial break, we will get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right. Here is your C Plan Do moment of the week. It's entitled, I Need a Damn Drink. I'm pretty sure you come across, and you may feel this way, that you may feel that one day, maybe whether it's the week, you're happy for the weekend, you know, that you've said to yourself, if you heard people say, whether they said it to you or they're on social media, I need a drink. Guess what, guys? It's not a drink that you want. You need. So let's cross out the word drink. Let's add, you need sleep. You need connection. You need alone time. You need rest. You need exercise. You need healthy food. You need fresh air. You need water. You need to meditate. You need someone to do the laundry. You need a long talk with your friends, as well as you need more self-love. All right, that is your C Plan Do moment of the week, saying I need it's not a damn drink, because at the end of the day, the solutions to your problems is not at the end of a bottle. All right, so just keep that in mind, okay? Especially that one about you needing somebody to do laundry. Like, hey, if you're listening to this and you are a laundry folding service that can come to me, please contact me directly so I can get this taken care of. Okay? I'm tired of keep washing the same clothes. All right? Because I ain't take care of them the first time. All right. That is your C Plan Do moment of the week. All right? And guess what? And of course, when I have an amazing guest, hey, we cut this show down, so we're not going to do an appetizer. But guess what? I do have a wonderful, wonderful guest. So right after your C Plan Do Song of the Week sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment, we are going to go ahead and introduce and bring on this wonderful, amazing, the wonderful, amazing Tiffany Jones here as well. So she can tell us about all things politics, as well as can she get my water bill reduced? No, she's not going to do that, but we're going to have an amazing talk. Because I love having people that are in our communities that are representing us. We need to know what's up. So season 4, episode 14, The One to Watch featuring Tiffany Jones. So right after your C Plan Do Song of the Week, we're getting right into it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
DJ, bomb them, never stop.
I'm on the go. I know.
I'm on the go.
But bad man, I try to stop me though. I know. I'm on the go. Yeah, don't be all coming up off the show. Yeah, I'm so special. That's why I'm a shop with my 45 special. Boy, I bring it together, they want chase like fatal. Thank you. I'm so special. Tell them no fear, two fierce expression. Guy for no dirty mouth can't chase nor they tell. Me hear them shot, and I say them want me head pan black butt. Me burn the fire to lit red pan that you better. Help poor people with them bed pan black. SSC a dirty heart, you a go dead from that seat. Now them a say me mark for death and each time what them say me walk for death, you see it. Them lock me down and me can't forget. God you over did a guide me, say me not regret. I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm strapped with my 45 special. Them a pretty little girl and them a taste like special. But I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special.
All right, guys, that is your C-Plan Do Song of the Week. And, hey, guys, you can please, you know the vibes as far as you see what we're listening to. Now, hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know that YouTube is not going to let me play songs. But guess what? The details are below. So right after you like, share, and subscribe, go ahead and look right in the details, and you'll see what the song, the intro song was for this week, as well as the official song of the week for this week. And let me know. And if you have an amazing song that you want me to put on, let me know. It might be a song that you really know. Put me on and you become a co-producer of the show. Look at that. Look at you helping me help you. All right. So let's get right to our entree of the day, morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you listen to this. All right. We have the wonderful Tiffany Jones. So let's bring her on. All right. Let's see if she's in the back. I keep saying it like I don't know she's in the back. I'm literally looking at her right now, guys.
Hello.
Tiffany Jones, what is going on?
How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the show. I greatly, greatly appreciate you taking your time out of your obviously busy schedule. You're constantly doing stuff. So I thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
I feel really seen right now because you set the laundry on the bed.
It's laundry on my beard right now.
No, me too. Just so I'm like, let me take care of it.
They're looking like, why not me?
Right.
Why are you not seed plan doing these this laundry right now?
Right.
And if you feel that way, look, comment below if you're watching on YouTube. But yeah. Tiffany, again, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. So can I read your official bio that's on your website?
Yes.
As we all do with everybody. All right. Tiffany Jones is a lifelong resident of East Baltimore. In her current position, Tiffany investigates police misconduct cases and is a LGBTQ liaison for the city of Baltimore. Tiffany has spent the majority of her professional career working to help and inform others through communications and broadcast journalism. As a former legislative intern, Tiffany works on public safety, voting rights, and environmental issues. Without further ado, officially, formerly, the wonderful Tiffany Jones. Thank you for coming on the show again.
Thank you.
All right. That I you know, as a person who checks you out on social media all the time, I love your content. I love what you're doing for our community. And so I know I had to get you on here to talk about all these wonderful things that are happening in our community, as well as what we can do to support you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got your formal information out of the way. We got your formal bio out the way. And now, without further ado, people, my favorite segment when I have a guest on. It's entitled Fuego Rapido. And it's Fuego Rapido, guys. These are questions that Tiffany knows nothing about. Now, if you are getting into podcasting, let me hook you up. You give your guests the questions so they know what's up. But these questions, oh, no.
No idea.
I like to raise that anxiety a little bit, especially with my introverts.
It's working.
So she knows nothing about these questions, as always. So if you follow along, guess what? I just got a couple quick questions for you, Tiffany. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's do it.
First question, Tiffany, as always, wings, flats, or drums?
Drums.
Okay. Judges? Ding, that is correct. Or it could have been C, all of the above. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right. Follow up, blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
Okay. Guys, she's one for one, guys. All right. From the C Plan Do Show, we are a firm advocate of blue cheese. All right.
No.
All right. I know I might be slightly older than you, but what is your favorite 90s R&B artist? Go.
Oh my God. I'm going to say Michael Jackson, but I know he's before.
Michael
Jackson is, you know.
And if you could only listen to one Michael Jackson song on repeat, what would that be?
Oh gosh, I had so many of them.
I know.
Jeez. One is Man in the Mirror. I love Man in the Mirror. I'm just a Michael fanatic. So yeah,
me too. Yeah.
When he passed, it was like, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Last question here on the Sea Plan Do Show, season 4, episode 14, the one to watch, because we're watching Tiffany Jones. All right. Your last question.
Okay.
You ready for the last question?
I'm ready.
Okay. Give us, I like to see my guests on the show flex. So give us a flex of something, whether you got something, whether you won something, whatever, in the last 60 days. Give us a flex. Flex on us right now.
Flex on you.
Yeah. Get something, got something, what?
I had a great fundraiser.
You had a great
fundraiser. Did I say that? Yeah, I had a great fundraiser for my campaign.
Great. So that super PAC is ready.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it was really good.
Look. See, I'm not paying my water bill, guys.
What?
I'm not paying it. Okay? I'm not paying tickets.
Yeah, that's one.
You know what? Follow-up question. Can you help me? I know I'm not in the 45th district, but can you help me avoid my parking tickets? Can you do something about that?
I'm sorry. I can't do anything about
that. And that's the end of this show, guys.
I'm sorry.
You did every episode.
I don't got that hooked up yet.
All right, I'm recording. So as soon as you win, there'll be a nice text. Hey,
put the water bill taken care of, your parking tickets taken care of, but you get your parking tickets taken care of though, right? You get that.
Guys, what is she doing here?
I need a hookup from you.
You know what? That's so that. Thank you for so much for playing. Fuego. Rapido! See, that was fun. You were so, worried, guys. She was so worried about the questions I would ask. I'm not a journalist. I'm not going to be like, so, tax evasion. I'm not doing that. No, we're good. All right. But again, let's get right into some of the amazing questions I had for you. And I loved our pre-show dialogue. Listen, she is the one to watch. Actually, she named the show. Usually I name the show. I say, what do you want to name the show? And she is the one to watch. Please, guys, please make sure you support. But as you in your support, we're going to learn more about her, right? All right. So question number one. So you're from Eastside, right?
Right.
You know, you're in this community. So tell us about your journey. What inspired you to run for office, to get into office?
I felt like there needs to be more people like us. Well, you know, like us running that actually are going through things. I know how it feels to work 3 jobs, come home, and my BG&E is turned off. I know how it feels to try to get health care and they say you have a condition and you can't, you know, get health care. So we need more people like us that understands that people are struggling, especially right now in COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID has shown us that we have a need for new thoughts, new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And in order to do it, we have to start looking at people, electing people that share our struggles, that understand our struggles. You look at what Cori Bush just did, you know, Congresswoman Cori Bush. She knows how it feels to get put out, you know? So if it's not more people like that fighting for us, you know, we're not going to make any changes. So that was one of the reasons why I decided to do it. I felt a need for someone like me. And yeah. I'm being the candidate that I want to see. I know what I'm doing now, you know? So, and that's why I decided to run.
And I love, please guys, make sure you follow her. We'll get all her connect information at the end. But when I want candidates, like she said, that are with us, that know. And the only candidates I vote for is people that I see out and about. And her content is not just on the off season or election season. It is year round, every day, fighting for us. And so I thank you. If you haven't heard it this week, today, this hour, thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
And thank you too for doing what you're doing.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know you appreciate it.
got this whole conversation and just keep it so that way when I have time to pay my tickets, I'm gonna say, y'all know Tiffany Jones? Y'all know Tiffany Jones, right?
Get this.
I'm gonna stop pushing. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not pushing my agenda anymore.
Yo, you know I ain't trying to set myself up for no corruption. Like,
they gonna have this right on the news. Right here. This whole
we got enough of that.
Now viral for this.
Right.
All right. So
set me up.
So you're currently running for this committee. So can you give us insight on what happens in this committee? Because I think, as we talked about earlier, if we're not voting for the president or vice president or right. the governor or the mayor, that a lot of times things get lost as far as like who's running for what and what this does. So can you give us oversight, give us some insight of what this committee that you are running for, that you're the candidate for, that we can get from you? Or what happens in this committee? What do they do?
Okay, so this is the Baltimore City Democratic Central Committee, and different counties have Central Committee. So what Central Committee does is it's a group of volunteers. So we do not get paid to do this. But what we do is we help elect candidates. We help do voter registration. If there's a vacancy in your district when it comes to senators or delegates, we help fill those vacancies and send the names to the governor. We do a lot of community events. So everything it takes to build the party, that's what Central Committee do. It's like the backbone of the Democratic Party. So local elections really do matter, because in a lot of cases, you want to pick the right Central Committee person, because right now, something that I'm against is having sometimes their elected officials that are on Central Committee. So they have two seats, and it shouldn't be like that, because a lot of times when you have an elected official on Central Committee, it helps move the Central Committee in a way that the powers to be want it to move, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to describe it right. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've seen any of the Central Committee meetings or anything. Sometimes, like if you have the wrong person on it, things just don't go the right way. It's not going to be the right change. I'll say that. So you have to be more mindful of who you put on Central Committee, because Central Committee people, the members, really do make important decisions. And you want to make sure that the decisions are on the behalf of the people and not power.
So just to paraphrase, just to make sure from my understanding as well as everybody else, so you are going to be on a committee that is going to be sort of nominating people for the positions that will affect us.
Right. If there's a vacancy, yes. And we also help with voter registration. And my goal is to help elect Democrats and especially progressives, because I feel the need for progressive leadership in our district.
Well, thank you. See, and that is why that's why I wanted to have her on the show, because again, hey guys, we got to make sure if we're tired of our leaders in government not doing what they're supposed to do, or we feel like their agenda is not our agenda, we need to put people in those positions that fit our agenda.
Mm-hmm. That will work for you, because right. That's what they're supposed to do. As public servants, we work for you.
Right.
So start electing people that you know work for you and not for the money or the power or whatever else, you know.
Okay. So as far as you being in these positions, what is the platform, agenda, ideology that you champion for, that you are like, hey, this is my platform, this is what I'm about? So can you give us, tell us about what you champion for?
Just a few things is Medicare for all, community-centered public safety, trans, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and queer, anti-discrimination, and universal basic income. So those are just a few things that I'm championing for. And also, of course, education reform. You've been in Baltimore City Public Schools. Yeah. We know what we've been going through our whole lives in it. And there's so many changes that needs to be done with our education. So those are just a few things that I'm championing for. Medicare for all, I've been really pushing because I went through COVID and people don't know why I was discharged from, I was hospitalized. People don't know why I was discharged. And it was because they said my insurance basically was up. It wasn't going to cover anything. And I was out of network. So with Medicare for All, everyone would be in network. You won't be getting put out of the hospital because your insurance isn't covering anything. It will take down a prescription costs. No more like medical bills. We can have a life like that. We can do it. We just need the support and we need the right candidates pushing it. So those are just a few things that I'm championing for.
Thank you so much. And here on season 4, episode 14, the one to watch with Tiffany Jones, who is running for the 45th.
Mm-hmm.
45th. Give him the title one more time. Give him the title one more time. I want to hear you say it.
But, Tiffany Jones, Baltimore City, Committee, Democratic Central Committee for District 45.
There you go. See? The Democratic Central Committee. And you know, I'm pretty sure people like me, we didn't really know.
And I want people, more people to know, especially right now, I'm pushing to let more younger people lead. Because I have, you know, I have a kid, I have a daughter, and I want them to build the future they see for her. Because in my mind, we still kind of have like some old ways of thinking, you know. So more people should know about the Central Committee, especially the young people. Get involved, you know, and learn what it's about. And it's just a start. Like Fume said, he started from Central Committee. You never know where it takes you. Wow. It's a very important office that I think doesn't get enough recognition.
I'm pretty sure people who are listening to this, as well as myself right now, saying, wait a minute, you are in charge of offering the nominations for people who are getting into positions. Like, I need to know who's on these committees. Because then you might say, you know what? Hey, this is it. I'm going to vote. I'm going to put this person on because we're friends, or, hey, they're lining my pockets and they don't care about me. They don't care about Medicare. They don't care about, you know, schools or crime. They only care about where the money is going. So thank you for shedding light and also doing your part in that. Because you're in it. And of course, you're right now you're the candidate, but we all know you're getting in. You're getting in. There's no way.
Claiming it.
No way. You're in. Mm-hmm. So let's talk future, because you're getting in. I'm telling you right now, the C-Plan Do Show, that's what we do. We put that on people. So you're going to get in, right? When you get in, what can we expect from you? You're going to be on this committee. What can we expect from you?
Honestly, is to keep helping elect Democrats. I've already been doing voter registration drives. I've been doing it for a couple of years, but honestly, on a smaller scale, because it's hard to get money from the community, especially when the community don't have much. Right. So I've always done voter registration drives. I love to do community events with the kids and talk to parents. And just to keep working to get progressive leaders in so we can get like this Medicare for All passed.
Yes.
I will continue to support the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Trans rights matter to me for Black trans women. What's not shared, what people don't talk about much, is the deaths. You know, we have a lot of them being murdered and no one says anything about it. They need protection and their rights matter. Their lives matter. So you will see me just putting in the work and you will have someone who is understanding and that knows how it is to live, you know, in Baltimore City, just the city life, you know. So and you will have someone you can talk to and who you can communicate with and who's accessible.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Cool. And that's what I like to hear, that you're accessible. Because, you know, like we clear in service-based community stuff or service-based that we're going to have people that sort of low-key pander. Like, I get it. Okay. But what I ain't trying to hear is you talking about, you know, like Hillary Clinton talking about she got hot sauce in a bag. No, you don't. No, you never had it in your bag. Okay,
I love Hillary, though.
You know, and I don't want to see, and it's not even about her, because she's amazing. But I don't want to see if you're a candidate and you've been chilling this entire time, and the next, you know, when is the next election coming up? When is that?
The primary is June 28th, 2022. Right, that's the primary. June 28th.
Right. Yes, yes. All right. So I don't want to see the first week of June. Now you showing up to all the white parties. Now you at the cookouts. Now you on the media strips. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. It's too late. You should have been here. You should have been on the show. Now you ain't getting voted.
Right.
All right. Okay. So here's what I thought about you, and I thought about, you know, because I ask unique questions for my guests, and I love what you're doing, as I said. And I thought, hey, here's another person in the political arena, in the government arena. And I thought, well, what's something that I really want to ask her that I don't know? And here's the question.
Okay.
We know, and I think that most people that have a general understanding of how the government works, we know that you guys are limited. It's certain things you can do and not do, right? Mm-hmm. And because you're limited, you know, I think that because people think you guys are supposed to do everything, it takes away the ownership and power of what we could do. So I know that you probably have people roll up on you like, hey, we need to get this and we need to do that and we need to have these things need to be done. From your perspective, because you are a person in the community, but you're going for this office, you're a candidate, clearly you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
What are things that, from your perspective, that we can do as citizens, as people in the community, that we could do right now, mm-hmm. that can assist, collaborate with our government officials, so that way we all can get what we want?
I think one thing that came to me is all of us taking accountability. Mm-hmm. We are still responsible for our families and we are responsible for our communities. A lot of people talk about the trash issue and I get it, you know, but it takes a community to keep the environment right. You know, illegal dumping is crazy in Baltimore City, you know, like just learn when the trash is supposed to be picked up. Take care of your community and take care of our young people and our seniors. Like, really, mm-hmm. I think look after your home. You know, look after what's going on in your home and making sure your kids are straight or, you know, where your kids are, you know, because everything ain't public officials. It comes down to us taking care of us and our families, because honestly, when you're down and out, it's not the public officials that's going to save you. When right. your rent is due, is your public official going to pay that rent? No, it comes down to the community. The community usually come together and help you take care of what's going on. So I think it's really taking accountability for ourselves and our each other, making sure we're taking care of our families, our seniors, our children. And also it's getting involved. Get involved in your community meetings, get to know your public officials, because what you say to them really do matter. Like, they really do take it. They really do pay attention to it and carry it with them when they go to a city hall or Annapolis. It helps them legislate. So talk to them, get to know them on a first name basis, and don't be fearful of it, you know, because you'll find out we're all people. You know, so just step up more, get involved and take accountability, you know, and that's just really I think people do put a lot on public officials. And I know a lot of things is law, like a lot of things can be changed through legislation. Mm-hmm. We definitely help with that. But we also need to be accountable for what we're doing and how we're taking care of our families and each other.
Mm. OK. Wow, that was thank you for that, because that I think that was, to me, all the other questions were really good, but that was a question that I wanted to know from a public official, from a person that is in your arena, like, what can we do? Because we never really actually hear outside of maybe some generic terms like, hey, like, do this, do that. But like you said, take care of your home first and then take care of the community and take care of people, because I know as a kid in Baltimore City, I never heard about this committee until I became an adult.
Listen, I was about to tell you, like, growing up, my mom worked multiple jobs too. And my next door neighbor used to watch us with her kids. You know, we had a community. But because crime, like everything has changed so much, that community is still there, but it's also kind of scary, I guess, to trust sometimes, you know, because so much stuff goes on. But we have to like build, like keep building on that community and taking care of ourselves, our families and each other. I think that's big to do. But of course we need help on when it comes down to local laws and state, federal, we need help with that stuff too. But I think people throw a lot of accountability out the door sometimes and just blame public officials. And it's not always them, you know, sometimes it's us.
I'm gonna put this on me and I'm gonna say it's not sometimes, it's most times.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes when I see people arguing with public officials and it's some things, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
This is your responsibility. I get that we, you know, just like with anything in leadership, you know, we got to work together. We got to make sure that we get the people that align with our agendas and also we're doing our part and not just,
yeah,
you know, here's all these different things that we're not doing anything about and we just expect you guys to be superheroes and then you can't. So
yeah, even with education, like people blame a lot of stuff. I know we got issues with the education system, but as parents, we need to be sitting at the table too in the evening teaching our kids. We got to be there too. You know, it's not all on public, you know, public officials or the laws or whatever. We have to be there for our families more. And that's another thing that I want to fight for is connecting our families, because we have a lot of, and mine include, I mean, just being honest, we have a lot of broken families, you know, single parent homes. And it's just families are different now. So we need laws that work for how families are now. And when we need families to be to have the support that they need to sustain, you know, the changes.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. And if I, without hold up first, let me stop and say first, let me say that Tiffany, what school did you go to?
I went to Mervo.
guys, you see our government officials, you see where they from. Huh?
Right. Stop screwing up.
Okay, right. I'm looking at you, Carver. Y'all think go to y'all government officials, okay?
The city, okay? And right. City.
All right, please.
Mervo running things.
Please, and if you're watching this right now, you see in the back, she has the Morgan State University. Yeah. She got paraphernalia back there. She got stuff back there. Okay.
Yeah, Morgan State.
Please stop playing with us. Okay.
All right.
So, Tiffany, as we wrap this up, season 4, episode 14, the one to watch with the wonderful Tiffany Jones, who is the 45th District, Baltimore City Democratic State Central Committee candidate, gonna be in there. We say candidate right now is a formality, but she's in there. Okay. All right, guys. Can you leave us with a lasting thought? For people, the millions and millions of people watching right now or listening right now, just give us one little thought that we can go with for the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year.
Pay attention to who you're voting for, and vote for people who's really your best interest, not just name recognition, but people who really aren't afraid to work and fight for you. And just look beyond like the name recognition. Just look at who the person is, because y'all know, I mean, we need people who with more integrity and people that understand what's at stake right now. It's a lot on the line right now. And we're in a place right now where we can make change, like change you wouldn't think that we would be able to make.
Right.
Back in the day, I was like, oh, we could have free healthcare. Like, yeah, we can have free healthcare. We can. If enough people fight for this, we right. can do this. And we need this. So right. let's put an effort into who you're voting for. And if you're in the 45th district, vote for me, Tiffany Jones, for Central Committee.
Yes, 45th district. Hey, if you're in that 45th district, I need you to do that. I need you to vote her in. She is the one that's working nonstop, constant. So we need people like that, people that fit your agenda, people that fit your vibe. We need people like this, amazing people that are doing the work day in and day out.
And that cares. And
that cares.
Honestly, it's a big deal. Like, it's I think people downplay caring. You know, like we're in this place where you shouldn't care.
Yeah,
you should care about people. It's important. Right. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, thank you. So how can people connect with you? How can they connect with you? How can they learn more about you? How can they see where you're at? You know, what you're doing? Please drop us your details.
Okay. So my website is tiffany4maryland.com. That's tiffany4maryland.com. And I'm on Instagram, which is the same Tiffany for Maryland. Twitter, Tiffany for Maryland, but it's Tiffany for Maryland MD. Facebook, same thing, Tiffany for Maryland. So if you look on all of those platforms, you'll be able to find me at Tiffany for Maryland. I made it very simple for everyone.
Tiffany's for Maryland. Mm-hmm. All right, please. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Show. I greatly appreciate you, the work that you're doing. You know, the spotlight sometimes doesn't fall on the right people, but I'm glad I'm able to use my platform for it to fall on people like you.
So and thank you for everything you're doing, because you're so inspiring and inspirational. Like, just listening to you, like, it helps a lot. And now I'm going to take care of the laundry that's on my bed.
There you go. There you go. See, that's what we do on the C Plan News show. Now that laundry about to get lit. It's over. Right? You laundry? It's over.
It's over.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just stand by. I'm going to talk to you right after the show, but just hold on tight. All right. All right, guys. And that is another power-packed podcast here on the See Plan Do Show, season 4, episode 14, the one to watch with the wonderful Democratic committee candidate, Tiffany Jones. Please make sure you check her out. Please make sure you drop her a line. Tell her that you saw the show. All those things. All right. This show was brought to you. This entree was brought to you by Silk Hair by Sasha. And guess what? Silk Hair by Sasha is a Black-owned hair company that provides high-quality Brazilian and Indian hair. They also carry bonnets, hair accessories, edge brushes, and they are constantly adding new products. So if you want to get your custom wig service done, they have bundles, and you can always reach out to them, connect with them, visit their website, and subscribe to their newsletter for more information. And they can be found at silkhairbysasha.com, or you can find them on Instagram at silkhairbysasha. All right, this was another amazing episode. And again, please make sure you connect with her. Please make sure you donate if you can. Please make sure that you attend any of these events that she's hosting. I'm going to be at the next one. I'm there. I want to see you there. And let's talk about the show. And let's talk about if she can get those parking tickets paid for both of us. All right. And let's also find out if she got that laundry off the bed. Okay. All right. Hey, if you are looking to be a guest on this show, if you're looking to sponsor your items, your goods, your services, your products, hey, you always can reach out to me directly. If you're looking for me to be a motivational speaker or host your event, definitely reach out to me. And as always, guys, as always, in this world and maybe the next, I don't know what happens after this one, but I know for this one, until we see each other again, because we'll see each other. All right, until we talk again, because we'll talk. We have a lot of things to talk about. All right, and until we share those special, special, special moments again. Hey, guys, always remember, see what you want to do. Envision that in your mind. All right, plan it out. Poor planning leads to poor performance. Write it down. Send it to me. Write it down and send it to somebody. And once you have saw what you want to do, you know what you want to do. Tiffany knows what she wants to do. She knows what she wants for this community. Plan that thing out. Write it down. Put some deadlines behind it. And once you have all those things, there's nothing else left to do. But just do it. All right. I'll see you next time on another amazing podcast episode. Same life coaching podcast time. Same podcast channel. All right. Later, guys.